did a review on the Anton Daniels channel of what Taraji P. Henson said when she was crying to the Actors Guild. And over the weekend, I'll probably do a morning live stream either Saturday or Sunday morning because I got to fly over to Miami tomorrow. But I'll probably do a morning live stream or something like that where I break down what her thoughts are in additional context that was being asked of her on another interview, right? But before we get into that, and I'm going to read the Super Chat shortly. Stephen A. Smith did a reaction to what Taraji P. Henson was crying about the fact that she don't make as much money as men or she hasn't got a big payday and all of this stuff, right? And I want to share that with you guys. Make sure you get a like for the YouTube algorithm, subscribe to the channel and turn on your notifications. Let's see what Stephen A. Smith had to say about it.
Right now, I want to transition to Hollywood, which I am a minute part of. One of the beauties of doing what I do for a living is that I get an opportunity to meet and ultimately be associated with some of the greatest talent that exists in this nation.
I got it on 125. And
they come in
still
all shapes,
slow.
Forms, and sizes and various professions. In this particular instance, I'm going to highlight Hollywood, Black Hollywood, Black females in Hollywood.
I got it on 1.5 speed and it still sounds like he's talking at a regular space.
Now, I recently read news about barriers being broken. I mean, we had the great Kerry Washington elevating herself to going from 80,000 per episode to over 250,000 per episode, according to reports when she was doing Scandal, one of my favorite shows all time. How to Get Away with Murder, Viola Davis. Once upon a time, she was making 250 an episode, and then they said she had elevated to making nearly 450,000 per episode. And just recently, we read reports that the marvelous, the wonderful, the incomparable, the sensational Angela Bassett, whose husband, Courtney Vance, he's a guy I love too, but boy, is he a lucky man. My God, she's so beautiful. And women just need to take notes from her. I mean, just look at her. You need to take notes. But I won't focus on that too much. What I'll say instead is that she's a sensational actress. We know what kind of a job she did in Malcolm X. We know what.
Hey, listen. Stop simping, bro. Just get to it. Like, you don't have to be over generous with the compliments, trying to appeal to the female aspect of an audience. We don't want to hear that junk, bro. Just stop simping, bro.
Type of job she did in What's Love Got to Do with It, playing Tina Turner. We know all of the marvelous roles that she's been, but now on 9-1-1, not only as a lead actress, but an executive producer on the show, she's broken barriers because now it's reported she's going to be making more than $450,000 per episode. But there's always a few. Just like with the.
What do you mean by breaking barriers? I don't really understand that logic or that term, breaking barriers. It's weird to me. I believe that you get paid what A, you negotiate, and B, the value that they see in you. And so if they generate a significant amount of resources as a result of you being a part of that, how do you justify how much you're worth? Do you go by how much that the franchise? I'll give you an example, right? Let's say, for example, that I create a platform or I create a new show. And if you created that show on your own, so you started a brand new platform and you decided to leverage and have a great show or whatever, because I see people create platforms and stuff. It's a podcast that show pop up every single day. Right. And let's say you create a show on your own and it don't go. Now, let's say, for example, I bring your show over to my platform or I create a show based around you and it go. Meaning that I know how to market you. I'm leveraging my visibility. I'm participating in the process. But it's your show. How do you determine what the value is of that show? Do you determine what the value is based off of how much I make? Do you determine what the value is based off of the risk that I take? Or is it just because you count in my pockets and you say, but Anton is making X amount of dollars per year and that's why I should be getting paid more? Or is it based off of what you should be able to generate on your own? If we set you out on your own and told you to get your own production crew, your own film studio, put your own money up and then be able to put up, you know, do it and produce it yourself, would you be able to generate as much money as you using this major platform to do it yourself? Is it what you negotiate? Or is it based off of what you think that you're worth? Or are you also counting other people's pockets? It's plenty of actors every single... I just seen Terrence Howard the other day. I looked at a clip of him the other day talking about how he only made, I believe, like $12,000 with Hustle and Flow. $12,000 with Hustle and Flow. Nobody batted an eye. Nobody batted an eye. It wasn't a content creator. It wasn't a man. It wasn't a woman. It wasn't anybody out here in these streets. Yeah, I know the likes is low. I'm not going to worry about it. It wasn't not one person out here in these streets that tripped about it. And you know why? Because we all understand. We all understand that you get what it is that you kill. You eat what you kill. And so if you Denzel Washington and you can carry a movie and people are going to the movies just because you Denzel Washington, it don't matter what it is. We going to see Denzel in that movie. We going to see Denzel. If you Leonardo DiCaprio, then we going to see that movie because you Leonardo Cap. Right? Terrence Howard said, listen, I only got this for that. And ain't nobody say nothing. They was just chilling. They was chilling. As a matter of fact, when Terrence Howard got mad at Marvel Studios because they didn't pay him what he was, what he thought he was worth, they replaced him with Don Cheadle and ain't nobody bat an eye. They replaced, Terrence Howard was the original. He was the original right-hand man next to Robert Downey Jr. and nobody tripped. They replaced him with Don Cheadle was like, hey, I'll take that position, boss. I'll take yo's position, boss. Next thing you know, he was War Machine. He was in Endgame. He was in Infinity War. He was in every single Marvel movie and everything like that. And nobody batted an eye. But when you see a woman cry about the thing that they advocated for, which they advocated for equal, all of a sudden we need to break barriers. Now we got to break barriers. Oh, don't worry about it. I'm going to drop the link. And you ain't even got a cam up if you don't want to. If you think that I'm wrong, listen, I'm going to give priority to the ladies. If you think that I'm wrong, then go ahead and hit the link when I drop it very, very shortly, and we're going to get to it. Nobody tripped when Don Cheadle replaced Terrence Howard as War Machine. But because we get an eye...
Man. There's Morgan Freeman, there's Will Smith, there's Denzel Washington. They stand out above the crowd, but the vast majority of others, you heard Terrence Howard recently complaining about the kind of stuff that transpires.
I haven't seen him react to this. I just seen this, and so I'm reacting to it. So now he's mentioning these people. It actually justified my argument.
Henson is another matter. She's another matter. Because she recently spoke as a guest being interviewed by Gayle King on Sirius XM. Taraji P. Henson became very, very emotional when asked if there is any truth to reports that she is contemplating giving up acting altogether. Listen to what this woman had to say. Now, we could sit up there and go off and we could say, come on, come on, come on. But I don't want to hear that shit. We're talking about one of the great ones here that was reduced to tears because of a simple question that made her inflect.
So weak.
And contemplate what kind of future was worth having.
I'm going to drop the
link if it was in the acting industry because of what she's experiencing. I could point out that Keke Palmer and Gabrielle Union both spoke out proclaiming they agree totally with Taraji and that she ain't tell one single lie about the disparity of pay for black actresses. Okay? And I, for one, can tell you that because black actresses have been telling me that for years. The list goes on and on about the multitude of actresses who have spoken about the disparity in pay. What was Gabrielle Union paid when she was on in Bad Boys 2 with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence? I know they were paid at least.
Who was going to see Bad Boys 2 for Gabrielle Union? Come on, man. Hold on. Let's. I can't do it with these simping dudes, bro. Somebody tell me who was going to see Bad Boys or Bad Boys 2 with Gabrielle Union? Who went to the show? Let's just keep it 100. Who went to the show in order to see Gabby? Who went to the show to see Bad Boys 2 to go see Gabrielle Union? The show don't even go unless you go to see Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. How can we sit here and justify Gam getting money like that, getting Will Smith and Martin Lawrence money, when nobody went to go? I didn't even remember the fact that Gabrielle Union was in Bad Boys 2. What is you talking about, bro? You don't get the same amount just because you, okay, so I guess everybody should make the same amount as LeBron James and Steph Curry, huh? Or Giannis. Should everybody in the NBA, because they on the floor, make the same amount? No, we understand it. It's a hierarchy. And most of those dudes is just happy to be at the end of the bench trying to shoot their shot at your girl, looking in the audience and giving encouragement. To get to the league minimum is an appreciation. Somebody checking for Gabrielle Union and Bad Boys 2. What is Stephen A. talk? I dropped the link, so anybody that disagrees with me, not if you agree with me, don't come on here if you agree with me. If you have a disagreement with me with anything and you want to hold me accountable, you have the link is pinned to the top of the chat. You have the ability to be able to hold me accountable right now. Don't say that you ain't used to it. Don't say that you got something to say. I don't want to hear you going back and forth. You got the ability to be able to come up here right now and hold me accountable. Only if you agree with me. Don't come up here trying to get a free coaching call. Don't ask me what I think about your career. I don't want to hear none of that. If you disagree with me, this is your opportunity. You don't even have to be on camera. You are more than welcome to be able to come up here and discuss your grievances with me. If you do it cordially, you'll be met with cordial energy. If you want to turn up, I'm built for that. I got time today.
20 million. I don't think she got one. I think that might be pushing it. She was damn near the star of the movie. Bad Boys 2 was a hell of a movie, and she was damn near the star. Her role was just as prominent as those two, and still.
I don't know if he just really wants some box. If he's shooting his shot at Gabrielle Union or what? I don't know if he's shooting his shot at Gabrielle Union or what. I have no clue if he just got done reading a Steve Harvey book, if he been listening to Boyce Watkins. I don't know what he's smoking right now. I don't know what Stephen A. been smoking right now. But this man is so far off the reservation and is in sip mode. I am losing my. This guy just went all the way. He is on his way into the Hall of Fame of symptom. Of symptom. Link is in the description for anybody that want to come up here and disagree with me. You don't even have to be on camera.
The disparity. Kiki Palmer's qualified. She's been in this business since she was a child. She's qualified.
Kiki Palmer.
To make those statements. Vanessa Williams. Both Vanessa Williams. Because there's two of them. The former Miss America and the other one. They've spoken out in the past. Along with various others. And I think about the marvelous black actresses. I'm thinking about Gabrielle Union. You know how I feel about Sanaa Lathan. How about Regina King? Regina Hall?
Hey, when is the last movie that Sanaa Lathan... Respectfully, what's the last movie that Sanaa Lathan hit was the lead in that didn't need a co-star to carry her throughout the movie? The Best Man? Regina King? Jesus Christ. Man, let me tell you, bro, most of these women deserve to be in a Tyler Perry play. Not even a movie, a Tyler Perry play, that's it. Most of these women just need to be in a Tyler Perry play and sit down. I don't know what he's smoking today.
How about Vanessa Williams? How about, Kerry Washington?
Nope.
Angela Bassett, who I just brought up. Viola Davis?
Nope.
Alfre Woodard? There's marvelous black actresses all over the place. With the skills, ability, and the draw, they certainly don't diminish the quality or compromise the draw of the films they participate in. The love, where is it?
This is crazy.
And why am I going off about this? Because you know what? Men need to speak up. Don't we talk about being leaders? Don't we talk about standing up?
And I might have to cut this off and react to this on my other channel. I didn't know that he was going to go this far off the reservation. I might have to dedicate an entire Saturday stream. Somebody call in and please get me up off this video. I might have to dedicate an entire Saturday morning stream to Stephen A. I did not know that he was going to jump off the reservation like this. I did not know that he was going to say we need more men to speak up. Oh, my God. No way, Stephen A. Who got to you, bro? I thought that you was one of the ones, you was one of the ones that actually stood on business. Oh, no. I'ma save my commentary. What I'm thinking right now, I'ma tuck that in. I don't see nobody calling it. Nobody disagree with me on nothing that I said. We got over 1,700 people watching on multiple different platforms, and nobody is disagree. Nobody disagree with me. Y'all had all of this talk and all of this smoke all week. You had so much time to be able to gather your thoughts, get your talking points together, put it in your Apple notes, write it down on a piece of paper, trying to figure it out. You had all of this time to be able to gather your thoughts, and you ain't got no smoke. Zero, nada, zilch. Y'all made your little comments. I seen y'all typing on, you know, here and there or whatever. Oh, yeah, I'm going to pull up on Anton on Friday. We here now. You off on Christmas vacation. We here now. I'm going to say, Stephen A., I'm going to get to you. We here now. The link is pinned to the top of the chat.
Making sure that we highlight the plight of the desolate and the disenfranchised, those who are not in some of the privileged positions that we're in, even though we're not as black men. The challenges that a woman face, that a black woman face every single day. As somebody who was raised by five of them, I would know. I would know. And so when I hear the complaints and then I see the emotional reaction from a Taraji P. Henson, her, I'm like, if you're screwing her over, who are you not screwing over? I'm just looking at some of these credits here. Taraji's credits. New Color Purple coming out Christmas. How about Hidden Figures? How about A Curious Case of Benjamin Buttons? By the way, received a Best Supporting Actress nomination for that. But how about Hustle and Flow with her and Terrence Howard? How about that? The Karate Kid, Think Like a Man 1 and 2. Yeah.
Think the Like a Man 1 and 2.
Ice Age, Proud Mary, when she was an assassin, taking people out. Killed Danny Glover, by the way.
This dude is the weakest man on the internet on this take right now, bro. Oh, man, Stephen A. Hey, the link is in the description. Y'all welcome to say whatever it is that y'all want to say, or it's pinned to the top of the chat. Stephen A., say it ain't so. Worst take of all time.
What about TV show Empire? Ladies and gentlemen, Taraji P. Henson, this is who we're talking about now. She's won 33 film or television acting awards and has received 76 nominations.
We don't care.
76!
We don't care, bro.
76! 11-time NAACP Image Award winner.
NAACP.
3 Emmy nominations. 2016, Best Actress in a Television Series Drama. An Emmy Award winner for Empire. 5 Screen Actors Guild nominations, 1 win for Hidden Figures, 11 BET Award nominations.
BET!
Why am I going here? Didn't I tell y'all? You remember when society as a whole was singing this mea culpa after George Floyd was murdered by the cops?
Oh, we playing on the black
what
thing.
What does this
now
have to do with that? I'll tell you what it has to do with that. Do you remember what I said back then? I said back then, the knee on George Floyd's neck is not the reason you saw race riots in the streets of America. The knee on George Floyd's neck was a metaphor to illustrate, in the eyes of the world, what black people believe we go through every day in our society. We consistently feel like there's a foot or there's a knee, proverbially speaking, on our necks, holding us back, limiting us from what we've earned. What we've earned. That's what she's talking about. She talked about how no matter what you achieve, and no matter how much people bloviate about you and they sing your praises and they talk about you, when negotiations roll around, you back down to here. And what I continuously say to everybody is, if white America is going through the same thing, we do not have a problem in this country. We have a problem in this country because we know that there's a disparity. That you can be at the top, that you can be number one, that you can be the best, that you can work your ass off, that you can go tirelessly marching forward to do everything that you have to do to be the best, produce the results. And still, you get marginalized.
I'ma save this. I'ma save this.